Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Palestinian ambassador to the UN Riyad Mansour said it was a historic day after the announcement by the International Court of Justice at The Hague of interim steps in the case brought by South Africa against Israel regarding the enforcement of the Genocide Convention in the Gaza Strip.
We are digging into all the details in order to take the appropriate steps, which of course these steps will be in the Security Council. If one to look at the provisional measures separately and collectively, it gives the clear message that in order to do all the things that they're asking for, you need a ceasefire for it to happen.
The World Court ordered Israel Friday to prevent acts of genocide against Palestinians and do more to help civilians, although it stopped short of ordering a ceasefire as requested by the plaintiff, South Africa. A bipartisan group of U.S. senators expressed growing concern Friday about the military cooperation between North Korea and Russia and said it places new emphasis on the need for continued U.S. support in Ukraine. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
In comments made separately to VOA's Korean service reporter, Jo-Win Lee, Friday, the U.S. senator said the North Korean-Russian cooperation could help both nations advance their military capabilities. Democratic Senator Chris Coons of Delaware.
I am concerned that North Korean artillery has come to Russia's aid at a critical time, and North Korean ballistic missiles are helping Russia carry out savage attacks on civilian centers across Ukraine.
Republican Nebraska Senator Pete Ricketts said the relationship between Russia and North Korea means additional U.S. funding for Ukraine, currently blocked in a budget debate between the House of Representatives and the White House, needs to be made a priority. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
And this is VOA News. A bipartisan group of U.S. senators again expressed a growing concern about military cooperation. U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson is taking a strong stance on bipartisan Senate negotiations as the work continues on a deal to boost enforcement measures in exchange for Ukraine aid. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani with more.
Johnson says if leaked reports about the emerging legislation are true, the bill would be dead on arrival in the House. That aligns him with GOP hardliners and likely presidential nominee Donald Trump, who are determined to sink the compromise. That would leave Congress with no clear path toward approving the White House's emergency aid request for Ukraine, Israel, immigration, and other security needs. Biden spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre says Republicans have a choice. Either help solve the problem
or, you know, get in the way and score political points.
Johnson's insisted a House-passed immigration bill is the actual solution, though it had zero Democratic support and has virtually no chance in the Senate. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A jury in New York is awarding an additional $83.3 million to columnist E. Jean Carroll in her defamation case against former U.S. President Donald Trump. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Carroll smiled as the verdict was read. Donald Trump had left the building by then in his motorcade. Last year, a jury awarded Carroll $5 million, saying she was sexually abused by Trump at a department store in New York and then defamed by claims she made it up. Carroll's lawyer, Roberta Kaplan, urged jurors in her closing argument to punish Trump enough that he would stop a steady stream of public statements, smearing her client as a liar and a whack job. In a statement, Trump called the verdict absolutely ridiculous. Alina Haba is his attorney.
He took the stand. He abided by the rules of this corrupt system that I have seen. We will immediately appeal.
Trump was shaking his head vigorously as Carroll's attorney spoke and suddenly walked out of the courtroom in a huff. He later returned. I'm Ed Donahue.
Kenya's high court has now blocked the UN-backed deployment of Kenyan forces and police officers to Haiti to help the Caribbean country bring gang violence under control. Kenya's parliament had passed a motion in November allowing the deployment of 1,000 officers to lead a multinational force in Haiti, but the High Court judge ruled Friday that Kenya's National Security Council does not have the authority to deploy regular police outside the African country. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.